Hey, it's Lindley, and you're listening to Married to the Game, a series that explores the lives of professional basketball players through the people who matter the most to them, their partners. Being married to a pro athlete isn't always as glamorous as it looks from the sideline. I'll speak with women from around the world about their experience in the sporting industry. In this episode, I have Candace Carter, originally from Mobile, Alabama. She works while they live abroad for an American-based PR agency. Her and her husband, Javier, have been abroad the last two seasons in Japan, and most recently, their team won the B3 League Championship. In this episode, we talk about Japan, long-distance relationships, being working women, and much, much more. Enjoy. Okay, cool. Candace, thank you for joining me today. I'm so excited to have you here. I want you to tell us a little bit about your experience and how you ended up living abroad with your partner.
Yeah, so it's been like a whirlwind, and I think that it's different for everybody living abroad. But I ended up living abroad. My husband has been playing basketball for a long time, and I never really traveled with him in the beginning because we were just dating. But then once we got married and COVID happened, I was like, okay, I don't know if I can do this long distance to be apart this long. And so that's how I ended up living abroad with him these past couple of years. So.
Oh, cool. And where have you guys lived?
So I've only lived in Japan with him, but he's played in a lot of different places. He's played in Germany and Spain and pretty much all through South America. So Panama, Mexico, he's played in, well, not Mexico, South America, but he's played in Uruguay. He's also played in Venezuela and Chile.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Ooh, South America.
Yeah, he's Panamanian, so he speaks Spanish. So he's always comfortable in any South American country. So.
Ooh, okay. That was one of my questions. Where did he grow up? Because I saw that is he Panamanian American or is he like full Panamanian?
Yeah, his dad's Panamanian and his mom is American. Cool. So his dad grew up, lived in Panama, and came over when he was probably, I want to say, in his 20s.
Okay.
And so he's been here ever since. But he does have both his Panama and his U.S. Passports nationality. So he speaks Spanish, and his dad, all his family is from Panama, so they're full Panamanian.
Amazing. Have you been down there yet?
I have not, and I've been wanting to go. He's actually about to go again, and I was like, I want to go, but it's just never really worked out where we both can go, because every time he's going, it's like in a rush, like I'll be there for 3 days and then I'm coming right back. So it's never really a time where we can like vacation. Ooh. So we have to plan time to go. Yeah.
And you guys are based in Dallas?
We are. So we live in North Dallas in McKinney. We just purchased a home last year.
Nice.
So we were like nomads before that.
Congratulations. Yeah. How exciting.
It's very exciting because last summer was our first time like moving with family, staying with them, then staying with my parents and his parents. It was too much. I was like, we need a place next summer. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah. And you've got your puppy. Will you tell us about your baby?
Yeah, we got him. He was like our first purchase right before we got married. So it was like our first little, aww, you know, I guess trial to having a kid or like having something we both share equally. But he's great. He's three now and everybody loves him. Every time they call me, where's Murphy? What's Murphy doing? And so he enjoys it. He literally just like sleeps all day. He occasionally likes to play fetch, but other than that, he just likes to lay up on the couch and watch TV with us.
Nice. He's That's cool. What I need. Yeah. He's a golden doodle. Is that what he is?
Yeah. He is a golden doodle. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So I want to know like all about Japan. And I'm dying to go to Japan. And because we're in Australia, we're closer now than like we've ever been. It's still like a 10-hour flight, but I'm like, I really want to go. And so I want to know what your experience was like this last year or 2 years. Is it been two seasons?
Yeah, two seasons. Yeah. I love Japan. It's very clean, very nice. The people there are extremely hospitable. They're, you know, they want to make sure that you're very comfortable. Even the teams, because he's been on a lot of different teams in a lot of different countries, they're very family oriented. So if there's anything going on with your family, they're very like hands-on with that. As far as like scheduling flights or booking appointments, it's just very comforting to know to feel like the team actually cares about the players' families, because we know how sometimes that can be. They don't really, you know, it's all about the players. As long as the players healthy, you know, we'll worry about the family later. But they're very hands-on with that kind of stuff. And the country is just wonderful. It's so many things to see. I feel like I always see something new, and there's always something new to explore. But the language is pretty hard to understand and to read.
I bet.
But they work with you, and a lot of Japanese people, you know, will try to understand your English or won't mind you pulling out your little Google Translate app and trying to help you understand. Yeah, they don't mind at all. And so that's always great. And there's a lot of different cultures in Japan as well. We always find some sort of like Indian restaurant or, you know, some sort of like Chinese food or like African, like you will always find different cultures in Japan. Yeah. So it's really nice. Yeah.
I was on your Instagram and I was like stalking around and I saw this Japanese pancake.
Oh yeah. They're always so fluffy. Did you see it?
Oh my gosh. I feel like it looked amazing. Yeah, I was like,
and we eat it for breakfast here, but their pancakes are like desserts. Okay. But they also do savory pancakes too. So you can get them with like meat and like shrimp, or you can get them like ice cream and syrup and things like that. Yeah, they're really great.
And so did you like the food there at large?
Or I did like the food. Yeah. So it depends on where you go. There's definitely like traditional Japanese food that is going to be different than my taste buds, especially being from like southern states of Texas. But there's always somewhere you can find and something you can find on the menu that you can enjoy. And once you find that, you're like, I have to go back. So yeah, we kind of go to the same restaurants over and over and eat the same things over and over. But there's always something you can enjoy.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, Japan has their like noodle capital. So all types of noodle recipes and restaurants that you can find are super nice. So.
And the sushi, is there like, I know they're like famous for sushi. Do you like sushi? Did you like
There's sushi on like every other corner. I do like sushi. But their sushi is not like what we eat in America. Sushi, you know, we eat fried and cooked and all types of sushi with a lot of different things on it. But their sushi is going to be very like Japanese. It's going to be very raw.
A lot of raw meat.
Yeah. You're hardly going to find anything that has meat that's not raw. So if you're not really into, you know, eating raw fish and raw shrimp and
octopus,
you probably won't like it. Yeah.
Gotcha. And you got to be careful with that athlete stomach. You don't want anything funky going on.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, cool. So let's see. So will you tell me a bit about your love story? So is it Javier? I also saw Air like everywhere on all his stuff.
Yeah, it's Javier.
Yes. Javier. Okay, cool. Yeah, so like, will you tell me about your love story and how you guys came to be?
Yeah, so we met in college. I was on the dance team and he played basketball, of course. He was a few years older than me, but just meeting in an environment where it was kind of like I was in my zone and he was in his zone. Yeah. And kind of from there, I forget exactly how we connected, but I think just seeing each other around at the gym and at the practice gym and then also in the arena on game days, it kind of was like, okay, you know, I'm interested in you, you're interested in me. And I think we ended up connecting via social media. But after that, we've been like inseparable since. So we've been dating a long time before we got married. And then we got married in 2019, right before the pandemic. So it was like,
girl,
I couldn't have planned that better.
You
know what I was saying, but yeah. I couldn't. Literally fall 19, right before that summer. Spring.
I know. We were 19 as well. We got married in June 19 and we got like so many of our friends the next year. You know, it was like so many like postponements. It was crazy.
Exactly. So we married in 2019 and life's just been kind of moving ever since.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you guys back to Japan, you won a championship this year, right?
Yeah, we did. So there's three leagues in Japan and we were in B3, which is, it was a new team and every team that's new in Japan, has to start in the B3 league. So we were in B3 on a brand new team. And it was great because it was first year as a team, and to win the championship of that league was great. So that team moved on to B2. We won't be with that team next year, actually.
Okay.
We're looking for another team. So right now he's open. So he's just looking for opportunity. As you know, that goes every summer.
Girl.
You didn't sign a multi-deal. You're like looking for a new team. And that could be hectic, but I think because we've done this so long, it's like, it's really not if, it's just kind of when. So you're just supposed to like,
I hate the waiting. I don't know about you, but I'm like, I have to know. But Raz is a free agent right now too. And so I just like, it's just, I just have to not think about it. I don't know. I just have to be like, it'll come like when it comes. I don't know how you deal with it.
Yeah, it's like every day you're like, you talk to your agent?
Yeah.
You know anything? Something going on? Anybody, you know, said anything? So
yeah.
You know, it's just want to know where you're going to live, where you're going to be. You know, especially if it's like going to be a different country, because that can happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You kind of want to know, where you want to be and where you're going to go. But
yeah,
other than that, it's been fine. Like every year it's kind of happened. The past couple of years have been pretty smooth. So I'm not really too worried.
Yeah. Cool. If you could have your pick of the litter and like live anywhere, where do you think you would want to be next year?
If I had to pick, I would pick Japan. I really like Japan. It's just, I think the environment for me, I'm sorry, hold on one second.
It was all good. We got Murphy with us.
I'm so sorry.
He's so cute. He wants your attention. I can see him there. He's adorable. He's like, Mom.
Yeah, he does. But he'll be okay. Yeah, I would pick Japan. I just think the environment for playing on a team there has been wonderful. So it has been it's very exciting. I know you hear a lot of people complain about, you know, not getting paid on time or not getting paid at all and leaving situations where like, you know, it was just, the housing wasn't great and the food wasn't that great. And the team didn't care about the family. And I think Japan does a great job of that. And like, we never were paid, not on time. There was never any like shiesty business going on. Like the housing was always great. They always made sure that we had everything we needed. It just feels comforting to know that like people care that you're there, because you're taking your whole life and living in these for these teams, and you're moving, you're away from your family, and you're doing that, of course, to provide, but it's also, you know, you're giving up a lot to come over there. And so for them to be very like hands-on about stuff like that, that really makes me like pick the country more just because of how they are with each team. And so, and we've been on two teams now and they've been the same way. So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure like Japan is just good like that. So I enjoy it. I would definitely choose Japan again. Yeah, I do want to go back to France, but played in France a couple of years before we got married, and it was about the country he played in was about 2 hours. No, the city he played in was about 2 hours from Paris.
Cool.
And it was like a short drive. Yeah. And so I visited him over holiday break, and I was like, it'd be wonderful to live this close. So I would like to go back to France. That would be nice.
Yeah. I feel like France is probably the most romantic like place.
It was so nice. Like just the aura and the vibes of being in like France was really nice.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I hope you guys get something good. I would love to go visit up there.
You guys too.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, girl. Okay, cool. So, what do you do exactly? So you told me you were kind of, sometimes you go back and forth. How have you been, what do you do for work and how do you find that?
Yeah. So, deciding to move full-time, I quit my job, which we were remote because of COVID, of course, but I was working in a communications office for a school district, and that's what my degrees are in as well, PR communications. So I definitely, you know, had a plan. What are plans these days? But I definitely had a plan to, you know, move up some corporate ladder working in the communications or PR marketing field. And so I left my job, moved overseas with him, of course. And I was just like, I need to find something that keeps my mind in this field. Or once I return, you know, it'll be hard for me to get back into the field. So luckily I found this amazing job via Indeed. It was just me searching one day. And so I work for a PR company. It's a small PR agency. And we represent a few different clients. And because it's so small, I'm getting to be like an integral part of it. So, yes, I get to work with a beauty brand, and we also work with a maternal health brand, but I've worked with financial brands, investing brand. I've worked with a bunch of different clients in different fields, and it's rewarding because I feel like I'm still doing what I do. I only do it part-time, but it's still rewarding that I feel like I'm not really losing myself and just, you know, following him around and not being able to like fulfill those things that originally that I really wanted to do. So I work as a PR account executive, and that's just kind of what I do day to day. And I like it. I really do. I really do enjoy doing it. Yeah.
And are you able to do that when you go abroad?
Yes. Yeah, so that was like another great thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think when I interviewed, I was like, well, I will be living in Japan. So we will be on a different time zone, but it works. It actually works pretty crazy because I'll stay up like overnight kind of in Japan and work.
Yeah.
And he's asleep. So I kind of work while he's sleeping, and then I kind of sleep while he's gone to practice.
Yeah. Nice.
And then I have like game days and stuff. Like I'm not working during those times. So I'm never worried that I will miss a game or miss anything because I work like super late.
Yeah.
But it works. It kind of works. And then once I come back, I'm like barely even jet lagged because I was already staying up late to work.
Oh, hilarious.
But, yeah. So it kind of works for me, and I enjoy it, and it still keeps me like my mind fresh in the field. So I'm not feeling like when I do come back and you know, stateside full time, it's not like I'm just starting from scratch.
Cool. Yeah. So you're kind of chasing that like American time zone, like while you're working. Girl, I totally relate. I like also work on the American time zone a lot. And so I'm up like super early hours, like where we are, but it is funny. Do you ever like, when you were explaining to your employer, like your situation, like, I feel like whenever they ask, it's like, what does your husband do? You're like, well, like how much time do you have?
And they, you know, and I understand, like people don't really understand this, like unless you're in it. I had no idea. Until you're in it, you never really, like if someone told me growing up, oh, my husband, I would have never thought it would be like this. But I think once you explain it, they understand. But yeah, they have a lot of questions like, so what do you do? Like, what do you do when you're not working? Like, do y'all just hang out? And I'm like, no, he works. He's gone.
So yeah, well, that's like what inspired me to kind of talk to women and do this podcast, because I feel like I've met the most interesting, like resilient, like creative women. You have to be creative to be in this lifestyle and flexible. And yeah, like I feel like, you know, women in this industry sacrifice a lot and also make the most of it. I was inspired looking at your overseas Mrs. page on Instagram. I just like love that because I feel like it speaks to like a small group of us. There's so many of us, actually.
There is. And if you aren't a part of, there's a few Facebook groups as well that are pretty interesting where a lot of women go in and ask questions and stuff. So
yeah, the Love and Basketball one. I love that one.
We have a B-League Japan one as well. So
nice.
Yeah, it's super nice. But yeah, I started that page because I always said, you know, people always tell me like, we want to know, what are you doing? Like my friends, my family, like, what do you do over there? And if you see my personal Instagram page, I don't really share too much, you know, maybe a picture every couple of months.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to like keep, and I'll forget, cause I'm not really good at blogging at all, but I'll forget like, oh, I should take a picture of that. Or I should have said this. So I'll randomly just take pictures. And I'm like, just take, it can be the smallest thing. Like you think going to the grocery store is pretty small, but they've never been to Japan. They don't know what a Japanese grocery store looks like. Like, just take a random picture of the grocery store and someone may be interested to ask a question about some random food that's there. So, you know, I thought like maybe I should create an Instagram. So that's why I created that one. To kind of just take random pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, and document it. Yeah, you should. I love it. And documenting that kind of stuff is really cool because, I mean, to us, it becomes less novel. Like the longer you're there, it starts to seem more normal. But for other people, you know, who travel, like they might get like somewhere for 2 weeks, but you're like really somewhere, like really getting to know the ins and outs. Okay, let's see. I was going to ask, so How do you find making friends and community while you're abroad? And have you found that to be hard? Like, do you miss home?
Yes. So I don't get very homesick because my husband is like my best friend. So we're pretty like, it's crazy. If we weren't like married, we would definitely be like just best friends, but because we like the same things. Yeah, it's people are always like, oh, y'all are just like two peas in a pod, but we really are. So, you know, being with him, it doesn't feel like I don't have like friendship, but it is kind of hard, especially when you're on teams where maybe the other players' wives aren't there or they can't come or they're maybe not married. So it's kind of hard sometimes to make friends unless there's like other wives there that are kind of in the same vicinity doing the same things as you. I once tried to do Bumble Friends. I don't know if you've ever done that before.
I haven't, but I like wanted to look into it because it seems cool. Yeah.
So I actually, a wife on the team this past season, she did it and she met a cool friend in Japan and she was there, I think just like studying abroad. But I think it was where she was located. So we were in Akita last year. I saw you had your last guest was at Akita.
Yeah, Sarah.
Yeah, we were there last year.
Uh-huh. Oh, and Akita cool. was
freezing cold, but it's all the way in the north. So yeah. I feel like people that really use it are closer to Tokyo. They're going to be students or they're going to be people who don't speak English and they just travel. And so I did, but the closest person to me was like 150 miles away. And I was like, yeah,
brutal.
You can use that and find friends and find people who are interested in friendship as well. But yeah, it's kind of hard, especially if there isn't any wives on the team. Yeah. And the language barrier is so, it's not even close to you trying to understand. If you try to say the words a little bit, unless you know exactly what you're saying, it's kind of hard. So some of the Japanese wives are really nice, super nice. I know we met some last season that were very extremely nice. We sit and talk to us at the game. We sit there and translate back and forth and have conversations, but it is kind of hard to make friends. That's a little bit, more, especially with the language.
And I don't know about you, but like every time I meet another American, there's kind of just like this like natural bond. Like you're like, oh, like we're living abroad. Like we've got this. And I don't know, like I've lived, like we were in Europe for a while in Denmark and over here in Australia. And I still feel like somehow there's like a subtle cultural barrier. Like the same, they do understand the same references and stuff. And I've made like some girlfriends, but it's still really hard. And then I feel like making friends as an adult in general is already hard. I don't know if you've experienced that, but then also trying to make adults in like another culture. And then like even being in a couple, like trying to make couple friends that like, where you both like both of the other people.
Right. It doesn't always work out where you both are.
Yeah. So I think that's one of the most difficult things about this is, and it's like, it's trying to find that community. Cool. So let's see, what do you think is the hardest thing about this? And do you struggle with this life? And like, do you want to do this forever? Like how, you know what I mean?
Well, that's a deep question. I think the hardest thing is definitely, I think it maybe depends on maybe the person, but I think for me, I would say the hardest thing, well, I'd say there's two. One is being away from your, like your friends and your family. That's probably the top one because you're missing everything. You're missing all the family events, the functions, you're missing holidays sometimes. You just get to miss out on a lot of things that happen with your family. But I will also say too, one hard thing for me is to be more, I wouldn't say you're not able to kind of live out those dreams and job aspirations that you have, but it's very hard and it's difficult when your life and like your location depends on like your husband and what he's doing and what's going to go on with that. And so I think it's hard to try to like make sure you're not losing yourself amongst, you know, following around your husband or like being supportive of your husband and his dreams and his careers. And you still having dreams and careers of yourself, of your own, and not really having the time or the resources to kind of fulfill those. So me and my husband talk about this all the time because he always tells me like, oh, you want to be like Oprah or Michelle Obama? And I'm like, no, I don't have to be. I don't have to be that successful, but I do. You know, I didn't grow up like, no, I just want to marry a basketball player, follow your
mind.
Yeah. That wasn't my expectation, although I love this life and it's very rewarding. It definitely takes care of our family. But, you know, I still had dreams. I still had goals of things that I wanted to do on my own. And so I think that's probably another big one that I would say is a little more difficult to navigate. But in today's time, you have like social media. And one thing that has come out of COVID is like virtual work is very widespread now. So like, you can probably find a job in any field, unless you're like working with like patients or something. You can probably find a job in any field where you can work virtually and still kind of get that experience in the field that you like went to school for. Like you chose a degree for a reason. You want to work sometimes, but
yeah. I like that. Like resonates with me so deep. Like I'm just like there. I mean, yeah, I had my dreams too. Like I was before this, I was actually like a news anchor for our university, like small university. And I was like, I'm going to do like Good Morning America. And then like suddenly Raz was like, I'm going to Denmark. And I was like, oh, like, I don't want to do distance. Like that sounds weird. And then we moved abroad and it is one of these things where it's like, like you have to reckon with it. And you're like, what am I giving up? Also like, you're gaining all this life experience. Like a lot of people don't get to live abroad. I mean, a lot of Americans get 2 weeks of vacation per year. Exactly. They travel to Europe and like, they get like this, like really intense, like one-time experience. And then there are people like us who are living abroad for 9-10 months out of the year and really, you know, doing that. So I feel like it's like having to justify in your mind, like,
yeah,
it's worth it.
And it's hard because you're like, I'm grateful because people do not really experience life like this. And it's different, but you still want to, you still had dreams. You can't just like, oh, I didn't have anything going on. I just wanted to do this. But you really didn't, because I didn't even know this was possible to even want to do. But I definitely see, because you're doing this podcast, you know, all these great things, like that's wonderful because you still get an experience and do things that you love to do. Yeah. So that's the good part about it. You kind of have time to think. And my husband always says, well, just think of this as like time to like decide what you really want to do and like think about what you really want to do. I'm like, I don't need 70 years to think. I know what I want to do. I want to do it now. But
yeah, you know, I feel
supportive of the season.
And you get so much time to think too when you're like abroad by yourself. Like I am so funny. Like I don't know how you are, but I just don't like being alone. And like, it's funny this weekend, like my husband is traveling and we actually have some friends in this area. And I was like, can I come sleep with you? Like, I'm not really familiar with this area. Like, I don't want to sleep by myself. I'm such a baby.
No, I feel you. Especially those when it's a long world game or it's back to back. I'm like, you're gonna be gone a week and I'm just in this apartment in Japan by myself. You know, you gotta find somebody, some friends or something to do.
Yeah. We're like not having a language barrier anymore. And I have to say, like, that's been so nice for us. We're in Australia and it's like they speak English and it doesn't seem big, but like when we moved here, I was like, oh, it's a big deal to like, you know, not have a language barrier. Yeah. Do you speak any Japanese?
I do not. You know, I definitely know how to say, you know, konnichiwa or thank you. You know, say arigato gozaimasu. Like, I know how to say the things I know how to say, but like, hello, thank you. That's probably as far as it goes. Anything that, you know, I know how to say, like, at the restaurant, like, check, please. I forgot how to say it. Look, I thought I know how to say it. I forgot. But, you know, certain things like that. We would have, like, certain phrases written on the refrigerator, like, in a little board. So, because this is kind of, you know, it may not be disrespectful, but to them. But to us, you know, you kind of want to at least be able to say a few things. So you're not just like, I can't over here, I'm not trying to learn anything. Dude. But it is difficult to learn, especially how to write it. Oh, my goodness. And it's two different, like, alphabets in Japanese. It's just very confusing. Whoa. Yeah, I tried to learn, but I was like, let me just get phrases down that I need to say every day. And then
we'll
work on trying to figure out alphabet because I just
Yeah. Do you know what? I find myself envying like expats that have moved somewhere like permanently. Like I've got a girlfriend who like moved to Budapest, not like by herself, and traveled there, moved there, and started immersing herself in the language and the culture and stuff. And she's been there for 5 years. And I'm like, that's so cool. Cause like while we were in Denmark, it was the same thing. Like I could never pick up the language because we'd be there for like 8-ish months and then you go home and you forget it all. And then you move back. And I'm always kind of like envious of the expats that actually like dive off and like, cause I'm sure the ones that are in Japan that you've met that have been there, like get it. They get all this, you know, right. The cultural stuff. And so we just get like that. It's like a study abroad experience or something.
Yep. That's exactly how it is. That's exactly how it feels. And then you leave and then you're like, yeah, I have to start all the way over again.
Yeah. Okay. So I have another, like a kind of a fun question. I haven't talked about this with anybody yet, but I wanted to ask you about like social media and news coverage. Cause I think this is kind of something that people wonder about, but like being in the limelight and like blocking the haters, like on social media, like, have you guys run into any of that or like have strategies for like, you know, that kind of stuff?
Not really. Me? Well, okay. I wouldn't say we're not big into social media, but we do. I think we're more of like lurkers than we are like actually putting our information out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course, right now I'm into TikTok. So like everyone else.
Ooh.
But,
oh no, girl, yeah. Your girl's behind. I am behind. I'm like, I'm like resisting. I also lost my TikTok password. So that's part of it, but.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Sometimes I forget. I'm like, let me get on TikTok, but then you'll be on there too long. So I'm like, let me get off of TikTok. But I'm not really one to, you know, that's why I really created the overseas business. I want to be like more vulnerable on that page, like post things I probably wouldn't really put on my personal page. But we've never been really too big on like posting too much. So we don't really get anything.
Yeah.
It's fine because people in Japan are, they're being nice. You know, they're very,
they're probably respectful. Yeah.
They are social media people.
Oh, so, yeah.
If you sign with a team in Japan, like your Twitter followers are going to go up, your Instagram immediately, like they pay attention to that and they're going to follow you. And so I have, and my husband has a lot of Japanese Instagram followers. And so they're going to comment, they're going to reply to your story. Like they're going to say stuff, but it's not, you know, that's the fun part about it. You know, they're always super nice people, hard eyes and things like that. That's just, I get people comment on my stuff all the time, especially if I post something that I'm like, oh, did you enjoy it? Like you can tell it's translated, you know?
Yeah.
Have fun there. You know, people are really like interested in you when Japanese people are, they're really big on social media, but no, we really haven't had too much of that to go on.
Cool. Oh, that must be like a really cool experience. Yeah, I can imagine that in Japan they are like super into it, and I love that. Like I love a culture that like really gets behind their team, and there are these cultures like sprinkled around the world where like, and people think it's like just the NBA as well. Like people are like, you know, it's like NBA or bust, and it's like there's actually people all over the world playing professional basketball, making amazing money, like having a good time. Obviously it's not like on the same scale as like the NBA, but it's like, and I don't, do your like friends and family, do they ever make any like assumptions about your guys' lifestyle, do you think, or like people from back home?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I think so for sure. I think our families, we've been doing this long enough. I think they pretty much got the gist of it. They know the questions to ask now, like, you know, I don't have any uncles like, oh, are you going to be in the NBA next year? Like, it's, you know, we're like, that's not how it works. Don't just work like that. But so we don't have any of those like uneducated questions. Like, I think people know, our family members know, but of course we have people who don't really know. And then we may get those types of questions and, you know, well, you know, if you're not in the NBA, then you're probably not making, you know, that much money. I'm like, but we're doing okay. You know, it's going to take our families and to be, you know, have everything we need. So it's completely fine. And it's just like a job. Like I try to explain that to people. It's just another job. Like just imagine if your job relocated you to a different country and you just worked from there. Like don't look at our lifestyle as like something that's just like you wake up, you go to work, you come home. The schedule is just a little different. You know, it's just like you, what you all do. It's just a different type of job. So I try to explain it that way. And like, if you were working for a company and your company needed you to go here and they paid you to go here to make this amount of money to still work there, you wouldn't just quit. Like, you would do what you had to do to keep your job and take care of your family. So I try to explain it that way so people don't think it's just some outlandish thing. Also, although it is different, like it is completely different. And a lot of people don't understand it unless they know someone in it or have been in it themselves. It is hard to explain. I do get questions like from strangers or from like distant friends that don't really know, or like my coworkers. Oh my goodness, my coworkers used to always ask questions. So what do y'all do when you're there? Like, are you going to stay there? Like, do they pay for your housing? Like, how is that? Like, you know, we get a lot of questions, but I think for the most part, people who've been around us long enough, they kind of know, they get it. And we have a lot of friends, like almost every single one of my husband's closest friends also play overseas. So
cool.
Yeah. So we have a lot of people connected to us that, and it was, they were friends before, like
his friend,
our friends in college and growing up in AAU, like they all still play. So it's easy to have friends that really know, you know, and know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, cool. And Javier, is he from Alabama?
He's from Texas.
Actually. You're both from Texas. Okay.
Well, I'm from Alabama. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
you're from Alabama. Yeah. Hmm? Okay, because I see you guys went to school. Yeah.
Yeah, we went to the University of South Alabama together. But he's from Dallas.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. And like, do you think that you guys, so you bought a house in the Dallas area. Is that like where you think you want to put roots down eventually? Or is it more like investment? Like if you, when you're thinking like long-term, like, yeah, like what do you want? Like, what does Javier want? Do you guys have like a long-term plan, or are you guys like the rest of us who are just, you know, flying by whatever?
I don't know, really. I don't really know. I don't think it's hard to plan with this lifestyle. It's like,
I know.
Oh, I get that question all the time too. Like, oh, when is he gonna stop playing? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I wish I knew.
Yeah. So I think we kind of, after this, like being kind of nomads last year, not really having a place, I think it was very like, okay, we need to at least have a place to call home. So when we come back to the States, because we were living in Alabama half the time, then coming to Texas, and it was just a lot of back and forth. And so we bought the house, but I think we'll be here for a while. I don't see us moving. And I think when we purchased the home, of course, it was a good investment, but we also was like, we need a home like that belongs to us that we can always come to, and we don't have to rely on family to like house us when we're not overseas. And so that's kind of how this came. But yeah, I think we'll be here for a while.
Cool. I love Texas. I actually love Austin, which is where Raz's parents are in the Austin area. And I really dig Austin, but yeah, I don't know. It's so like when you like move away and there's like no like home, it's like, it's kind of weird. And we want to be like in the West in the United States, we think, but you never know. Like you just never know.
We have my brother-in-law, my husband's brother lives in LA, and they love it. Absolutely
love
it. Yeah. A little too hot, but Texas is hot too, but California is a different
color. Yeah. My sister just moved to LA and it's so hard too. Cause like our family is sprinkled, and actually all of our friends are sprinkled as well. So we're like, they're not all together anymore. So there's not like one place that we would want to be where like everybody is. And I guess maybe that's part of growing up too, but it seems like when you move away and then you move back, it gets like harder.
It does. I feel like the same, like all of our families and all of our friends are just sprinkled all around. It's kind of hard to be in one place, but we're all mainly in the South. So it kind of works a little bit.
That's cool. Yeah. I love the South. Oh, now I'm going to start missing like Southern food. Oh my gosh. I think the one thing that I really miss here in Australia is like Mexican food, and you get really good Mexican in Texas as well. But like when they serve like burritos and stuff, they're like giving us like, it's like tomato chutney is like the salsa, and then like mayonnaise. And I'm like,
oh, no.
I'm like, no. This is wrong. But yeah, cool. Okay. Was there anything else that you wanted to add? I have like one final question for you, but was there anything that you wanted to add?
Um, hmm. I don't think so. I would say to people who are listening or just interested in like this lifestyle, I would say, or maybe those who are new to it, I would say it's definitely what you make it. You know, it can be, I know some situations aren't the best all the time. Some countries aren't the best and some teams aren't really that great sometimes, but I think the situation is definitely what you can make it. I would say as well, like when you have the opportunity to go and to travel, like just go and do it. You're never going to regret that you did it. You know, you might regret that you didn't do it, but you're never going to regret that you did it. Even if it wasn't a good time, now that you know, okay, I won't go back there, but yeah. At least you did it and you had, you know, you had that experience. So I will always say, and I think the first year I didn't take advantage, but it was COVID stuff was going on too, but I still didn't take advantage of being close to other countries.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of those other countries see things that you've never seen. You know, there's going to be weekends where people are, you know, maybe your husband's going to be away. You're home alone. Like, take that time to experience and go out and travel and do things that you know, wouldn't normally do when you're back in stateside or wherever you're from. So
that's like such good advice. And that's like that leads me to my last question. Like, what you would tell someone about to embark on this industry, and you kind of just like address that, but that's the final question. Like, that you're, yeah. You know, you're early in your relationship and you're about to head overseas or not, you know, maybe do the distance thing. Right. And
oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not going, cause I didn't go for a long time.
Yeah.
So if you're not going, you know, it's hard. I know it can be very difficult being long distance. But I would always say, like, if you want it bad enough, like, it'll work out. Like, if you love each other bad enough and you really want it to work, like, it'll work out. And even like I said about when you're in the country traveling, you know, if that opportunity comes, if you have a week window, just go.
Do it.
You know, you're never going to regret going. I know I used to always be like, oh, but I have to work. And if I go during this week, then I won't have a break and then I'll be traveling. But if you have the means and you have the time, like, go and visit. And I know COVID has stopped a lot of that, especially with, I know if you're not married, like, a lot of countries won't supply visas. And then I know Japan was really big on that this year. There were no tourism visas. You had to be married to get a spousal visa.
How tough. It was
very tough because I got to visit all the time. We were just dating.
Yeah.
So, to be in a situation like that, I know that's very hard, but, you know, take advantage, you know, call the consulate and embassy and try to figure out if you can get over there and spend time, because long distance is very hard. But if it's meant to be, you know, the hard times, and I'm not gonna be easy, but it will happen.
That's such good advice. And were you guys, did you do some distance? You said you did some distance there in the beginning.
We did a lot of distance. I still feel like we did more distance than, because we met in he started playing in 2013 when he graduated college. And I was still in college until 20, and I went to grad school. So I was still in college until 2016.
Yeah, wow.
And I was already 3 years, and then we didn't get married until 2019. So we were long distance. And I've only lived there the last 2.5 years.
So. Yeah. Amazing. Yes. Was there, like, I know a lot of women who are in the distance space, like having to do distance. Actually, some friends who were like even in the coaching industry that are going to be doing some distance. So maybe like is there any advice there for like how to make that work across time zones and like, I don't know, like how to like make it any easier.
Yeah, I think there's definitely things you can do to make it a little easier. You know, schedule time aside for talking and FaceTiming. And we used to do like FaceTime dates where we would even do like Netflix dates sometimes. Like, okay, you're watching on your screen, I'm watching on my screen, but at least we're like, we're still FaceTiming while we're watching it on TV so we can talk about it and like, oh, that happened, you know, and cute. So stuff like that. You know, we would do stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we would just talk all the time. I just remember like living on my phone and all my friends. And if I got a call, you know, whatever I'm doing, I gotta go.
He's out of practice. I gotta go.
We're on an 8-hour, 12-hour, whatever the time difference is in Japan is 14.
Oh, Central time. So
I gotta go. We have to talk. We have to hang out.
Small window.
Have to wait until he wakes up.
Yeah.
And so I would just say, you know, take advantage of the time. If you have to schedule time, like, okay, every Wednesday, we're going to FaceTime and have a date every, you know, day of the week at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk on the phone for at least so long, because it can get draining. And I know with the basketball schedules, they are very tired a lot. So it's practice, nap, maybe talk to somebody, get back up, maybe head to a game or another practice and nap again. So yeah, I understand a lot can be difficult, but like I said, it was easier for us because we did spend some time in college together.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We didn't cross that way.
Yeah.
Which I know a lot of people, if you're just meeting and they're already in that situation, it's kind of hard.
It's tough. But
yeah, it is tough. It is. Wow. I don't know if I can even give too much advice except for like, if you want to make it work, you'll make it work. And I don't think there's anything for me to tell you how. I think you'll know how. You'll know how. Yeah.
If it's right.
Yeah.
If it's worth it, you'll make it work.
Aww. It's worth it for sure. If it's worth it. Yeah.
So sweet. Aw. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. You are so amazing. I just like love your smile. You're like so bubbly and like positive. And it's been really cool to kind of follow your journey. And so I just want to thank you.
I'm excited to listen to the entire series just to hear different points of view. I think we get to talk to women, but not like on this scale of like these questions. Like you don't get all these questions out.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear and to listen.
Yeah. So sweet. Yeah. I'm trying to go like once around the globe, like in this season one. So we'll put it out there. I'm actually looking for somebody in Russia. I don't know if you know anybody. And then somebody in China. I've got like a lot of the other major countries covered.
I think a lot of people left Russia.
That's the issue. I know.
I don't know if we're going to find anybody there.
I know. That's the issue. I know. So funny.
Maybe someone who's been there before though. Maybe
yeah. Yeah, there are some people that have been, but I'm like, I want to find people like fresh out of like an experience, you know, in a country, but anyways, thank you so much. And we'll definitely keep in touch.
Yes, for sure. We follow each other. So I'm definitely going to be supporting you, reposting your things that you share.
Cool. You're so sweet. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lily. Have a great day.
I really enjoyed my conversation with Candace. It's women like her that inspire me and make me feel like I'm not alone in this industry. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, share the episode with a friend, or leave me a review. If you've got guest requests or questions, message me on Instagram at Miss Linley. You can also connect with my guests, who I will tag later. I'll take you once around the globe before this season ends. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.